Alzheimer's is back in the news, specifically talking about a drug that's in development and going to a what's called a phase 3 trial.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about what this drug is and what it hopes to do.
Well, the drug is being produced and has been produced over a period of years by a High Point pharmaceutical company called TransTech Pharma. And Alzheimer's is a really tricky disease. We have more than 5 million adults that are suffering from it, more added to those ranks every day, 2 to 3 times as many around the world. And we know what this is. This is dementia. This is sort of losing the ability to have cognitive function. We don't have a good handle on what causes Alzheimer's, but one of the consensus is building around these beta amyloid proteins that build up at a certain age and cause these kinds of tangles in the brain that disrupt the thought process and disrupt the memory process. So TransTech Pharma has been developing a drug that will sort of intervene in the brain and keep that protein from building up. The idea is to start taking this drug early, perhaps before you even have symptoms of Alzheimer's, so it keeps the beta amyloid from building up and therefore can prevent Alzheimer's from kicking in.
Now, this isn't the only company that's been working on Alzheimer's drugs here in the triad, though.
No, it's not. You know, this has been a target for Targacept, which is in Winston-Salem. You know, that's a company that spun out of Reynolds Tobacco Research, you know, 15 years ago or so. They're all about neurological disorders and brain disorders. And Targacept has been looking at Alzheimer's disease for as long as they have been developing drugs. Really, when they were in Reynolds Tobacco, they thought they had a drug that could treat Alzheimer's disease. They haven't made a lot of progress. Their mechanism of action is very different. They're trying to tinker with the neurotransmitters in the brains and getting them to work a little bit better, sort of maybe to do an end run around this beta amyloid protein buildup. But they are not as far along as TransTech is. They are not anywhere near a phase 3 clinical trial, which is the final trial that you need with the FDA before you can actually start selling this drug to the public.
Let's talk a little bit about what a phase 3 trial entails.
Yeah. So phase 1, if we can just sort of take it right through, is basically, is the drug safe to take? And so you give it to dozens of people that don't even have the disease, and do they get sick or they don't get sick? Phase 2, you start testing it in maybe a couple of hundred people to see if there's any kind of benefit or efficacy. And if you see some benefits there, then you make an appeal to the FDA, which TransTech has done with this drug, to take it to phase 3. Phase 3 is huge, and it costs tens of millions of dollars. It's thousands of patients in sort of double-blind studies run by medical centers and doctors around the world to see whether this drug can work and can go out into the public as something that will treat Alzheimer's disease.
And TransTech Pharma has the wherewithal to fund that level of testing?
Well, it's a good question, and it's one that's not answered in the Business Journal story. Now, when Targacept went into phase 3 with an antidepressant drug, and it failed in phase 3 and really damaged the company, they had a big pharmaceutical company largely paying the bill there. Adnan Majali is the CEO at TransTech Pharma, and it is likely that he has pharma partners in this as well. I think it would be really difficult for a company the size of TransTech Pharma, although they're very healthy financially, to be able to fund a phase 3 trial without some partners.
So the company has just over 100 employees, right?
It does. But what's interesting about the way Adnan Majali structured his company as opposed to Targacept, vastly different. So Targacept became a public company and was really, you know, needed that public money, people buying the stock and bringing that revenue in, because they didn't have lots of opportunities to generate revenue on their own. They were just spending money. TransTech Pharma has been different. Adnan Majali has spun off 2 or 3 other companies that generate revenue for the core company, TransTech, all along. So he is a company that does nothing but sort of back office work for the pharmaceutical industry, basic research and basic testing. He has another company that does clinical trials at lower levels. And so they're bringing in revenue from these other sources, which can help fund the basic science at TransTech Pharma.
And it sounds like it also protects their risk also, because as you said, when Targacept had a drug fail in phase 3, they ended up restructuring.
Oh, it devastated the company. They laid off 2/3 of the workforce because most of the money that Targacept was working with were betting on the come that that antidepressant drug would work and that there would be more payments coming from their big pharma partner. Those payments were cut off when that drug failed, and then Targacept didn't have money to work with. What Majali is telling the Business Journal is that won't happen at TransTech because their finances are different. This is a private company, and he's a private guy, so we don't exactly know how flush they are or if they're flush, but it would be surprising to see TransTech contract if this Alzheimer's drug does not make it through phase three. And it's a long shot, quite frankly. We don't have a workable Alzheimer's drug on the market, and lots of pharmaceutical companies are pursuing this question.
Well, I wish them the best of luck with this.
Yeah, they're going to need it.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.